Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just thought I'd surprise Becky with this music. Woo! And luckily she's wearing a white satin dress slashed to the thigh with a fake fur stole and a fascinator on her head. Not really, she's got a hoodie on, looking quite chilled today. Hello, it's Sarah in for Scott. I ought to say what's going on. Thanks so much to Greg. How are you? All right. Just want to warn you, I'm on full throttle today, full energy. Oh, it's soup weather, isn't it? Oh, it's cold, it's nippy, it's dank, isn't it? Dank and damp and rotten, blowing a gale. Well, we had a bowl of broth today. I have to make another broth soon. I've had to dust off my broth pan. And I had the last of it today. I'll be going down that butcher's begging for a ham shank. You watch. How are you, Becky? You well today?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have brought you in a bit of broth, if I'd have known. I am full throttle because I had my first night of undisturbed sleep for about 5 weeks, I think, and it made a difference. We all managed to make it through until 5 a.m. today without any disturbances going on. It's been a bit tag team with the kids waking up because they've all got terrible coughs at the moment. Then one will do a poo, do you know what I mean? And it's all going on. That's just Ben. No, not really. And I forgot to say, on Sunday night, it was only about like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. But you know when you just, when you've been asleep for a couple of hours, we had a really early night, sleep for a couple of hours, and if you wake up in that deep sleep, you don't know where you are, you don't know what's going on. And the two-year-old were crying, he'd done a poo. And it was an hard poo. And that's why they were crying, it were really hard.
Oh.
And so I got him out of his cot and I'm doing his nappy. And I felt a bit of the poo fall out of the nappy. And it's pitch black, right? I'm blind as a bat without my glasses on or any lenses in or anything. So I'm in the darkness on the floor next to his cot. Underneath the cot, he's got like a little farm set, like a little farmyard with all different animals that go on it. So anyway, I get what I think is a piece of poo. And I pick it up and I inspect it really close to my face because I don't want to be leaving poo around lying around in his room. It's this hard piece. It's really hard poo. And I pick up this hard piece of poo and get it close. Anyway, it's a collie dog. It's a sheepdog, a little model sheepdog. And that nearly went in the nappy with the rest of the poo. Can you imagine? A fate worse than death. Nearly just got, you know, wrapped up and shipped off. So anyway, it's no worse. But last night, full proper night's sleep. So come on. Because I've been feeling really sleepy, have you? Recently, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I'm really tired. I don't know how I'd cope if I had kids because I need sleep. Maybe something happens to you and you have them and then you don't really notice it, but...
No, you just notice it.
Oh,
you're just more tired,
really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I can't be doing with that.
Oh, I can't wake up anymore. I feel like some government experiment has, like, injected me with, like, brown bear DNA and I'm, like, a bit hibernaty. Do you get that?
Only since the clocks have gone...
Yeah.
Whatever they went.
Fall back, yeah.
I'm just really sleepy, but I think that's what happens in the winter. You just want to, like... curl up and eat crumpets.
Yeah, snuggle up with a hot crumpet. Like my desert island things. Still on there, those access all areas.
That'll be there forever, you saying that you want to take your crumpets. And they're not going to ask you to do desert island discs. They'll be like, oh, we know.
I know.
She just wants to take crumpets, knife and butter, three items.
I really blew it, didn't I? Bet other people would be like Swiss Army knife or a hammock or something like that. I wanted a telly with Sky Plus and some crumpets. And a good bra. Practical though, because I could use my brats could probably use them as some sort of slingshot to bring down a wild boar.
I think this is one of my favourite links of yours ever.
We've covered everything.
We've started with ham broth,
yeah.
Then we went on to collies getting confused with and now we're on to slingshot bras and desert island.
Slingshot bras.
It's not even 4:15.
They're on with Zane later. Slingshot bras, you've got to admire what they do. That was hilarious when we left the studio yesterday, the one who doesn't speak. You left us, where did you go? We had to do a handover.
I told you I'm scared of Zane.
You well poodled off. We're left in here. I'd been on air wanging on about how Zane requested an omelette pan for his show, just being stupid. And then obviously I had to see the man himself. I know him socially. We've got mutual friends and we always see him out with the kids and that. But for some reason, when we're in the studio, it's just a bit awkward. And all his crazy crew and like cool gang came in. They're all really cool and stuff.
They're all like, what?
Yeah, and they're plugging in decks and doing stuff. And you'd gone.
Yeah.
And there's just me and the one who doesn't speak. And I went, should we skip the handover then, Zane? He's like, yeah. Okay. And then the one who doesn't speak is just walking around carrying the bin of win off of the Teen Awards competition. This big silver bin, like, look at us with our novelty bin. It's really embarrassing. So don't leave us if we have to do it again today. You're not going anywhere, girlfriend.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Really going to sort of stop that subject now. It's not nice. Lots of people, if you've just tuned in, we were talking about plums. And people on the text going, did you find the runaway plum under the cot? We didn't, but it wouldn't be there because we'd have noticed it by now if the plum was there. Shut up.
Plums, it makes it even
worse. Does it? I was trying to think of something to do with pee. Plum. Parsnip? Ooh. Ooh, no, that is, I don't know what I'd rather find under my bed, to be honest, because parsnips smell horrible. Just found some, parsnips are they're the things that you always find at the bottom of the vegetable drawer.
Oh, they go all wrinkly, don't they?
Yeah. Like Wurzel Gummidge's nose, like you've sort of done away with him. Who? That could be the Daffy cake. Remember that? A bit sinister, if you ask me. So then, coming up, Neo is on the way. Pixie Lott as well, music-wise. And also, is that a real headline or what? Is that what it's called, this competition?
Something like that,
It's a quizzy thing, isn't it? Just a bit of quizzy. Radio 1 Podcasts. Julian Cornwall has been on. Did you see Corrie last night with Jack? I mean, I must confess, terrible. I mean, this is like the nail in my northern coffin, that I've been really neglecting Corrie of late. And I'm sad to confess this, and I'm going to get back on the Corrie wagon and bump down those cobbles. Because I've not watched it for quite a while, but last night I made an extra special effort to watch it to see Jack's departure. So Jack Duckworth, off he went last night, and it was beautifully done. But Julian Cornwall's been on, says, did you notice they were playing Bill Tarmitt singing in the background in the Rovers, singing Hero? So we've got our crack team. That's crack team. You're thinking I was being horrible about you there, one who doesn't speak, to look it up. And we'll find out if that's true. Thanks, Julie. BBC, you
know that I want you. It's okay, I'm good.
Radio 1.
Sat in for Scott all this week and next week as well.
Who was that strange man who said he wanted you?
Oh, no, I don't know. BBC, you know that I want you.
It's okay, I'm good.
There was a girl.
Isn't it Tiny Temper who goes, it's all right, good, let's go.
Yeah, but there was a girl, she was like, oh, I want you.
Did she?
Yeah, at the start of that.
It was not Tulip Mazumder, is it? She's like after a couple of pomains.
She'd have just said during the news, wouldn't she? Not put it in secretly into a song.
Well, like, it's 4:30, here's the news. I want you. Like that. Headline, I want you. Hey, talking about headlines, you've got to do those in just a second. Julie, by the way, they didn't have... Julie on a wind-up, or does she need her ears clearing out, or could we not find the clip? One or the other, anyway. One of the three. Because they weren't playing any of Bill Tarmitt's music in Coronation Street last night. And also, we don't need any pigeons. Lots of people texting in, there's like 160 pigeons, free to a good old Ringo 161 and all this. Ask for Tyrone. Now, come on, have a bit more respect, please. R.I.P. Jack, tweeting about it last night, having a little cry. It was lovely. Did we find the clip of it, or, you know, should we just see if people can use the memories if they did watch it. You don't have to hear it again when Jack died. Vera came back for him. It was lovely. Though Ben kind of ruined it. You know when you're trying to get into a moment and you're just kind of ready to cry and you kind of sat there like, OK, I'm just going to go with it. And Jack Duckworth's in the pub and it's his 74th birthday and everyone's there and you know it's a big episode because everyone's in the episode and everyone gets a little line to say. And Jack has kind of had enough of this party and like he just slips out quietly and leaves.
Oh, he got all his presents then?
Got all
his,
yeah.
Oh, I was worried about him. I thought he might have like died early on and then they had other presents.
No, he got all his presents. Oh, good. So I don't know what he got. I mean, I imagine there'd probably be some Thorntons in there, maybe a voucher or two, cigar or something. So... anyway, he slips out of the door of the pub and as he leaves, he looks round him and one of the longest standing members, apart from him, is Ken Barlow. And there's just a moment where Ken looks and raises his glass at him. And, you know, and it's almost like he kind of knows that, like, Jack's had enough and, like, it's the end kind of thing. And Jack's leaving.
It?
This is what Ben did! Shut up! This is exactly what Ben did. So I'm in the moment, and Ken Barlow looks at Jack Duckworth, and Jack Duckworth leaves the pub, and Ben, who's been on faffing about on his iPad-y thing, puts his head up and goes, "Did he poison him?"
Yes.
And I was like, "No, no, it ruined it." I'm like, "No," and then it's no, no, it's just because it was. I like explained in sort of a loud whisper.
Well, that might be the big Christmas story.
No, he didn't. He just had a sense of it. He sensed that his old friend. No,
he did it.
He didn't poison him.
You've fallen for it. It's all going to come out on Christmas.
And then Ben got you. And then he got more confused when Vera came back from in ghost form for Jack. He was like, "What's happening?" And I went, "Vera's come back. She died a couple of years ago." And he went, "What, the actress?" And I went, "No! How could that have worked? If she'd come back, the lovely Liz Dawn is enjoying her retirement." And I was like, "No, she came back in the character, came back." And they explained it loads. And then in the end, it was like, "Oh, that's really touching. It's a lovely way." You know what I mean? It'd be nice to think that that's how it happens at the end. Not that Liz Dawn comes and gets you. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? Weird way to go. But well, I don't know. I'm a big Corey fan. So are we going to do this headline thing then anyway? Exciting. So hello to everyone on Twitter, by the way. Sarah Jaycox, who was kind of going, "Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?" Everybody was getting well into it. So we've been looking through the gossip magazines like Love It, Chat and Take a Break and all those sort of mags that I just love. I sort of hide them inside an Arena magazine or something so that I look cool. The best bits are always the true life stories. They've always got brilliant headlines that make you want to read the stories, but can you tell which is an actual true life story from one of those magazines and which ones we've made up and have come from our daft heads? You get one Scott Mills point for each one that you get right. So am I guessing them here? Are you guessing or you know?
No, I know.
You know?
Because I made up the fake ones.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, is it a real magazine headline or have we made it up? Welcome to Real Headline or What? Here we go. So, the first headline.
Pow! Batman beds his Wonder Woman.
True.
Yeah. Ding!
Ding!
Help! My Hoover is flirting with me.
False.
Yeah. Ah, you're so right.
I read a lot of these
magazines.
I thought
it could be one of the, I thought you might fall for it because it's one of those ones with the eyes and the mouth that kind of gives you that look of like, yes, but you didn't.
So it's an actual story about you.
Yeah, I've got one on my desk and I quite liked it.
Okay, good.
Don't poke me. I'm allergic to Facebook.
Yes, true.
No, oh, I made it up.
Oh, you made it up.
I'm so proud of that one. I thought that was good.
From dinner lady to skinnier lady.
False.
That's true.
I've gone wrong.
My mate boiled my willy.
True?
Yeah. You shouldn't do that at home. That's
what
really
happened?
Dangerous.
What, did he put it in the kettle?
I don't know. I couldn't bear to read it, but you shouldn't do anything
crikey.
With that. It's bad.
Men around the country, cross the legs as we...
My dog is something else. Mathematician Mutt doesn't even need a calculator.
False.
Oh, rubbish! That was one of my best ones. I'm going to hold a piece of paper in front of my mouth so you can't see me really proud of the ones that I've made.
Mathematician Mutt. Good job you're popular here at Radio 1. You'd never get a job at Chat, or would she?
My dead dad keeps ringing the doorbell.
True.
Yeah, it was.
And does he?
I don't know if she ever answered.
There we go.
Anne Widdecombe fairy lift cured my vertigo.
I nearly went. No!
No, it's fake!
I can't have sex because of my bingo wings.
True.
Yeah. You said that like you knew.
It's me. No,
don't poke me. I'm allergic to Facebook.
Oh, right, OK. No, hey.
Sorry, that was a double.
Oh, brilliant. So how many points did I get there? 1,000,000.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We've worked out, thanks to Kitty at work and Disco in Glasgow, that this voice going, "I want you."
BBC, you know that I want you.
You know that I want you. You know that I've been about and running every next Gaga, innit? Tulip Mazumdar, Lady Gaga, Tulip Mazumdar, Lady Gaga. Yeah, never seen them in the same room.
Nope.
You don't see Tulip down at Sainsbury's meat counter trying to buy a frock. So, let's have a look. Other business that we had to sort out. Oh, yeah, Angry of Sunderland, also known as Si. All right, Si. Do you people not realise that the last episode of Spooks was on last night? Everything's been thrown into chaos. It was amazing. He's really concerned about what happened in Spooks. I think he thinks it's like a fly on the wall documentary. Like, the only way is MI5. Do you know what I mean? Or like, it could be like cops, rozzers, thieves and car bandits. You know, like Jamie Theakston does the voiceover for. He thinks it's Spooks is like that. He thinks it's that. Have you seen Big Trouble in Thailand on that random channel?
No.
Oh.
I haven't got Sky.
It's called Channel 1, I think it's called. Mad. Anyway, Sai continues. And all you lot can talk about is the ghost on EastEnders.
Thanks for listening.
Everyone knows only vampires are real, not ghosts. Good tunes though, Coxie. Thank you, Si. Podcast. Steph in Glasgow, he totally hears me with the Big Trouble in Thailand on Channel 1. It's basically people getting roughed up by some of the adult workers over there and then getting busted by the police at like the full moon parties and stuff in Thailand. It's Brits Abroad in Thailand just being misfortunate. It's great telly though, it really is. Steph, woo, high five, got me. I want to see that Mel B show as well. She's got that It's a Crazy Life, hasn't she? And I searched all the most random channels last night because I was convinced it's on a Monday night. Can't find it anywhere.
I'll have a look.
Gotta get it. And people saying, hey, our second side from Sunderland with a Spooks thing, but I've never watched a single episode of Spooks.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've missed it though. I missed the boat. Lisa Faulkner used to be in it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Lovely
you
Lisa.
Just pick up any DVD.
Didn't she get her head boiled in a chip pan? I remember she came in and spoke to Moyles about it years ago.
Yeah, I think
in the show.
That was one of the most not awful in life,
not in MasterChef. Did have cut that bit out. Like, you know, Lisa's dropped her head into the chip pan. I'll have to get a box set.
Apparently, Mel B's on the Style Network.
Style Network. I don't think I got that deep. Into the sky.
I don't even know these things channels. Exist.
I got like to real life. Here she is. It's Gaga. The Gaga radio on your right, Tulip.
Okay, thank you.
Worst people to be compared to.
Gaga?
Yeah, because we thought it was you. There's a sort of whispery bit at the start of one of these musical
beds.
And we thought, we suggested it could be you, but it's actually Gaga.
Right. So, yeah, we're similar in lots of ways.
Very similar. We're very pretty today. A little white frock.
Thanks.
Very nice.
It's got blue borrow all over it, which I just...
Oh, yeah, you've been going with the
What's
pen.
What's been going on there? What has been
well,
going on?
Well, it's because it's got little dots. Maybe she's been playing that boxes game where you have to join all the...
Oh, that's nice. Don't let David Greedo near you with a marker. Mm. Now then, have a listen to it. We should have done this with that dress on. We should have played this for you walking in. A bit more jazzy, wasn't it, before the news? Here she is. Aww. It's Chule Mazum. Da, 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 da. Like that. Anyway, we can't... Do what?
Sorry, you know what? I totally didn't realise we were on air then.
You're joking.
No.
What, for that entire time I've been talking?
She was about to say something because she went, I just walked through there and someone... And then she stopped herself. So
and
what,
then you realise, you know what?
Very confused then.
You know that red light there? Massive red bright light that sears into your eyeballs. Whenever that's on, don't swear or diss anyone in the live
lounge. Also, did you not think it was a bit weird that you just come in and we weren't on air and we just play the random burn up, bam, music for you?
You know what? I don't know what was going through my head. I work at a radio station. I'm just about to read the news on one and quite why I thought you lucky, went on air.
Good job you're a nice, clean lady and not a potty mouth. Or that could have gone very wrong.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Stacey.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Coxopedia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Where are you broadcasting from, Stacey? It sounds like a weird phone line. Are you deep in the hills of Derby?
I would be, but I'm on my way down to Birmingham at the moment.
Oh, right. You were at services?
Yeah.
Okay, I was only joking. Okay, well, we'll do a quick Coxopedia while you're at the services. Then are you going to stop off for a sandwich, maybe a 3-for-1 deal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very compliant, isn't she, our station? She says yes to everything. You have to watch that. Coxopedia. Now then, Stacey, imagine my brain is like a field full of fresh daisies. Yes, yes. You're going to climb over the sty into my brain and roll around in the long grass of my knowledge, yeah?
Yeah.
You might get stains on your jeans, but you'll come out wiser. How's that?
Very good.
Good, OK. Stacey, you ready to get some knowledge in your life?
I've never been more prepared in my entire life.
OK, good. See, she's warming up now. She's into this. Are you ready, Stacey? Yeah, give us my subject, please.
It's Harry Potter. Oh!
Harry Potter, made famous, of course, by that famous actor Daniel Craig, who, along with Rupert Bint and Emily Watson, play Harry Potter and his friends Hermione, Martin and Jerry. So, Harry Potter was written by a lady who used to sit in a little room. She had no money, no food. And now she's the richest woman on the planet, apart from the Queen and some Sultan of Brunei. Harry, on his face, has got a little scar in the shape of an apple. Voldemort comes down and he goes, "Oh, you, I'm dead or am I alive? No one really knows. Whoa, there's a massive snake and there's a half man, half horse. Oh, what's that? It's a giant. The giant's pet has died. Oh, that's a sad bit. Oh, will they kiss? They're teenagers now. Yes, they do kiss. No tongues, though, because it's still essentially a children's story. The final Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Student Prank, comes out soon at all cinemas near you. And at the end of it, everybody dies. Harry Potter fans are called potheads. I was just getting onto the fan base. Stacey, how was that?
I can't wait for that next film to come out.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be massive. It really is. I'm going to the premiere myself. Stacey, drive careful in this bad weather.
I am, definitely.
Stacey, goodbye, darling.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Should we do Stupid Street?
Yes, please.
What we got to do is, right, apparently, smooth talking down, being out on the street, anyway, with a microphone, talking to people about what they collect. Have you ever collected anything?
I used to collect those multicoloured rubbers, you know, you used to be able to get at, like, museums and stuff. They used to come in a little plastic case and they were like all the colours of the rainbow.
Okay, smelly rubbers.
Them. No, not the strawberry ones. They were just multicoloured.
What, everyone was multicoloured?
Yeah, there was a certain. I had a lot of rainbow rubbers.
Rainbow rubbers?
Yeah, but now I probably collect like monkeys, little.
You probably
soft
collect monkeys.
No, I say probably because I don't want to admit it. But you could probably say that I collect
them. You either
them,
do
yeah.
or you don't. So
yeah,
you collect,
I probably
you collect
do.
Fluffy monkeys.
Yeah.
And how long has this collection probably, of fluffy monkeys been going on?
Quite a long time. I've now got a whole room of them in my house.
What, an entire room is given
Can
over
I broaden monkeys to just tat? I collect tat.
Tatty
just
monkeys?
Just general, like, not
or
tatty
monkey
monkeys,
tat.
Just like any, if there's any sort of tat lying around, like, I'll collect that.
You can't
like
broaden like it to tat. Let's stay with the monkeys. So you've got lots of little monkeys. Do you keep any on the bed?
Yeah, there's a few, but there's quite an ugly one, which I don't. It's really bad because I'm quite specific, but the ones are.
And I've what are the favorites. Orangutans? Are the gorillas? Are the apes? Are the chimpanzees?
I've got chimps. I've got that one that comes free with a T.
Have they got. The monkey one. Have they got names?
Just monkey and then monkey. I don't tend to talk to them when they're in the same place. So they're all just called monkey.
You take one off to a room and have a quiet word with it, like causing paranoia amongst your cuddlies by like, I'm just going to take that one.
You
and
can't
talk
have
to
favouritism.
No, it's true.
No. What do you collect?
Well, nothing. These children. I seem to have loads of them running around the house. I've not really given them. I've like given them serial numbers, so I just know and that roughly their age. And then I scan them as they walk past. I'm like, oh, it's the 2-year-old. What else? I used to put nail varnish on conkers and keep conkers in a pencil case. Also, you know, water balloons that you put water in?
Yeah.
I used to draw faces on them and put water in them and tie them in a knot. And instead of throwing them at people, I used to keep them as pets.
What?
So they were filled water balloons, like water bombs. But I used to sort of like holding them and shifting them from hand to hand and pretending they were a pet. So I bet you feel a bit better about
that.
Yeah,
I know. I was going to say, I've forgotten about my monkey story.
My sister had a keyring collection that if you dared touch it, was alarmed and everything with all those lasers and stuff across it and beams. So if you touched it, she went mental. They were all on a wire coat hanger, all clipped on, like a fake raccoon's tail and stuff like that. Yeah. So, Stupid Street, what do they collect? That's the question. I think it's probably stuff like those stacking Russian dolls or cheese or something.
I think the toys from the meals you get at the fast food places.
All right.
Quite a lot of people collect them, don't they?
What, like Macadie toys?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? You get a point if you correctly guess.
Okay, so I'm saying the toys.
I'm going to say key rings.
I'm going to say Scott Mills points.
Okay. That's what they collect?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And heat torsos of the week.
And heat torsos of the week. Let's see if you're right.
Do you collect anything at all?
I used to collect stuff I just found on the floor, like feathers. I had some feathers. Maybe a bit of me thought that if I got enough feathers together, I might be able to make some wings or a bird.
I collected teddy bear pandas.
Bottle tops.
I don't know why.
Do you collect anything at all?
Yeah, DVDs.
DVDs?
Yeah.
How many have you got, do you think?
I've just started, like, seriously this year. So, I think seven.
Have you ever collected things?
Yeah. Birds of Britain books, mainly. I had about 18 of them.
Okay. What's your favourite bird of Britain?
The robin.
Oh, that is a good one.
I collect handbags.
Good. Is that quite an expensive thing to collect?
Yeah, quite expensive.
How many different handbags have you got?
Oh, six.
Do you collect anything at all?
Coca-Cola bottles.
Have you got a collection at the moment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Do you collect anything?
Beer. Beers of the world. Empty bottles though, because I drink them.
Sure. How many different types have you got?
I've got about 50.
Different countries?
Yeah. Brazil's my favourite.
Really?
Yeah, nice Brazilian.
Have you ever collected things when you were younger, or do you collect anything at all now?
I used to collect gel pens. You know, the scented gel pens.
Oh yeah, they did smell quite nice, didn't they?
I used to collect them. I had, like, every single one. I used to come in, lay it out on the table. Everyone used to be like, I want more. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Was it a way to sort of get the girls? Do you collect anything?
Boyfriends.
You collect boyfriends?
You know.
How many boyfriends have you had? 20, 30...
Ooh, I wouldn't quite go that high, but... Okay.
Double figures.
Teens, perhaps.
Teens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's your favourite one? You live for your current one?
No, a few days out of that, so...
Okay. So you're wanting a quick rebound?
Not particularly.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, smooth talking Dan strikes again.
How many boyfriends have you had? 20, 30?
Ooh, I wouldn't quite go that high.
Well, who's your favourite one? You live for your current one?
No, a few days out of that, so...
Okay. So you're wanting a quick rebound?
Not particularly.
Okay, that's fine.
He totally backs off. Okay, fine. Such a cheeky little monkey.
Are you wanting a quick rebound?
Do you want a quick rebound? Can I get a rebound? Like Craig David and his rewind. This one was a particular favourite.
It's like gel pens. You know, the scented gel pens.
Brilliant. Was it a way to sort of get the girls?
Was she laughing or crying? I couldn't quite work it out.
Or choking. I don't know what's going on.
She was keen on the pens then, whatever.
Yeah, quick, do a Heimlich manoeuvre. And also form an orderly queue, ladies.
Maybe a bit of me thought that if I got enough feathers together, I might be able to make some wings or a bird.
Oh, that is manky ass.
Oh, manky. Podcast. Becky?
Yeah?
Quick game. Oi, is that a real headliner? What's
yes.
going on? Yeah? Okay, cool.
You were quite good last time.
I was, actually. It's because I waste a lot of my time reading magazines like Love It and Chat and Take a Break. And from there, we've taken some real headlines and some that have come from Becky's dark mind. It's up to me to decide which one is true, a real headline or not, in today's quiz, second part of... Is that a real headline or what, eh? Here we go, then.
There's a Time Lord in my lav.
There's a Time Lord in my lav. True.
Yes!
She's hiding behind a copy of today's Daily Mirror. Try and hide her poker face.
I was just covering up my mouth, but I've realised my eyes give quite a long way as well, so now I'm just...
And your hairline waggles when it's wrong. So, 1 point for me.
Flaming cheek. Skinny jeans left my bum on fire.
True.
Yes!
I'm clucking furious. Random chicken stole my handbag.
False.
Oh, I thought that was a good one.
Random chicken, that was the giveaway. Random chicken.
My husband had surgery to look like our cat.
True.
No.
Hey. Why would he do that? Just grow a few extra whiskers.
I don't know. A few extra. Yeah.
Help! My kneecaps are escaping.
True.
Yeah. That might be a really serious condition, oh, yeah, so sorry if I laugh.
If you are listening and your kneecaps escaped, hope you caught them. Maybe you have to train your cat to change your kneecaps.
Serious here bacon.
I love bacon so much, I've changed my name to Streaky Susan.
She's my favourite.
True?
No, I made it up.
Oh, you little sneaky sausage. That was very clever.
Locked in the loo for 10 hours. Now I'm a plumber.
True?
No! Oh, yay, it's another one of mine.
Christmas cardigan ruined my relationship.
True?
No, that's based on Matt Fincham. Because I was struggling to make them up and then I looked over and he was wearing a very festive number.
You look around the office for inspiration.
I do, yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
My wicked stepmum stole my fiancé.
Is that to do with Matt Fincham as well? Okay. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in everyone every week, that, yeah. About stepmoms, mums. Yeah, girlfriends running off with dads, girlfriends running off with mums. It's all going on in chat. Love it. Take a break and all of that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.